As far as the no fly list.
If you're on that list.
The most problematic thing is that
anyone can be under the investigation of the FBI.
And I know that something really good is going to come out of all of this.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another week of the No Fly List, where we talk to comedians, artists, and other interesting and cool people of color. I'm Athier.
I'm Amama. And this week we had the incredibly funny comedian, writer, one half of Mango Bay, Pranav Bahari.
Woo! Yeah, Pranav, I've known him for years. Actually, we had a mutual friend when he first started stand-up that put us in touch with each other, and I've just seen his career like really flourish and grow and see how hilarious he is. We both got to do Mango Bay, him and Osama Siddiqui's podcast, of course, which is amazing, so much fun. This was such a funny, just silly episode where I think we were just
goofing around,
talking about our bowel movements for some reason.
Yes.
Don't let that deter you, guys. It's worth it. There's some like really good information, probably not in there, but we do get into our habits. The pandemic, dating,
breaking up during the pandemic too. All that really good stuff. Especially now that the pandemic is nearing its end. Well, it's not really ever going to end, I guess, but it's like things are kind of almost back to normal.
Right. At least there's no lockdown so
yes,
far.
Yes, thank God. I don't want another one.
Which is great. And it was so nice to see Pranav and everybody at the Brown Picnic that we just had this past weekend in Prospect Park. That was so cool. We didn't get to do it last year. They started kind of, I guess it's a tradition now, in 2019. So it was really cool just seeing all the Brown comedians and everybody that we know. I'm sure there were some random FBI agents hanging around just Prospect Park being like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that was so fun. It was just like, it was so nice to see everyone. Such good food. Brown people know how to like bring the best food to like a cookout.
Oh my God.
There were like two white people that were allowed, which is great.
They brought like chips.
Yeah, beer. It was such a good time. And it was just so nice to like be around the community. I also got super sweaty. I think I played so much like badminton and like frisbee and football, like everything that like I've just missed doing outside. So it was just so much fun.
Oh, I was really impressed. You guys were like really being active. I played badminton for like a minute and I was dying. So it was like 90 degrees out. But it was fun. Yeah, I saw you guys. You played football, badminton, frisbee. I don't know if you played frisbee. So I think so.
I think
someone
I did.
Tried to make that happen.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to chill on these blankets and eat some chicken. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. It was just so fun. And I can't wait I saw some of the comics yesterday from the picnic. And we were like, can we have another one in a few months? Like, it was just so fun. Highly recommend that everyone does some sort of picnicking, cooking out. I don't know, whatever, like, gets you outdoors.
Yeah, it's so important right now, too. It's just, especially the weather is getting better. And, yeah, we're just being able to be outside without masks, apparently, which is great. And you guys should definitely, check out Pranav's work. But before we get to that, we're going to get to our first segment, the No Fly List, No Fly List. Mama, do you want to tell our listeners what that is?
Yeah, it's a segment where we place someone on our no-fly list instead of innocent brown people. So this is like our shit list of sorts. And this week we have Kim Kardashian.
Oh, man, Kim. What did she do?
What hasn't she done?
What did she not do?
She's the worst, yeah.
Right. What does she do now?
First of all, Kim is... Ugh, there's so many horrible things about her, but this week, she apparently is getting sued by a lot of her workers, like her gardeners, because she violated labor laws. And I am not surprised at all. She probably did some like awful, horrendous shit like made people like work for very little pay and horrible environments. The details are just coming up. But either way, she should be on the no-fly list. She's annoying. That whole family is horrible.
That whole family.
So let's just put all of them.
It's pretty annoying. all the Kardashians on there.
Yeah.
I was about to say the Caucasians, not to be confused with our segment. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, honestly, I'm surprised it's taken her this long to get. Why are rich people always doing this? They treat their workers the worst. It's like you actually have the means to
treat them so much better.
Yeah, I mean, there's no excuse for underpaying and not giving like breaks and you know, treating people with suitable work conditions. But especially when you have the money, like, what are you doing? I feel like sometimes rich people just try to like, you know, skim off as much as they can or try to like, I don't know, save as much at the expense of like other poor people. It's like, stop exploiting your workers, give them fair wages. Pay them extra. Hell, it's a pandemic. You have the money. Just pay them like $1 million to like garden your home or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
You won't even notice it's missing.
Yeah. Ugh. You know what? Yeah. Kim Kardashian needs to get a lot of her things taken away. So the first thing that we could take away is her ability to fly and go places.
Yeah. You have to walk everywhere. Okay.
Yeah.
You get.
Everywhere.
I don't know if you can control your private jet, but I think you shouldn't be allowed to fly. You're officially on the no-fly list, no-fly list. But other good people that you should be paying attention to are our guest, Pranav Bahari. So hope you guys enjoy. How's it going? Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm excited. I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about. I'm very bad on podcasts. I don't know if you knew that, but here I am anyway. Booked for a
yes,
podcast.
Yes, I've listened to your podcast.
We've listened to Mega Bay and we were like, why is Pranav doing it? Weird. He shouldn't be allowed. Are you? What are you drinking? That's a big ass bottle of
it's an Indian it's thing actually,
right now I believe it. You look like someone who's in a jail cell who would be drinking their own piss.
Why do I look like someone in a jail cell? Sounds like some internalized racism against brown people going on right there. Tell me a theory.
You look like you're in a detention center.
Why do I look like I'm in a detention center?
I think it's like the color of your skin and then the red jumpsuit. I think those are
the hair, all of it.
Where
looks
do they
like
have red jumpsuits? Tell me where.
Guantanamo Bay.
In the middle, Guantanamo Bay.
They have orange jumpsuits in Guantanamo Bay.
Red is the new orange. Yeah, you would know.
But when the matriarchy takes over, this will be like my version of the Handmaid's Tale outfit.
Oh!
You know what I mean? So
that's not a bad idea.
What future's would be your looking role bright. If like women did take over? Like, how would you serve us?
I think I would just be like, you know, providing mad cum or something, right? Yeah. Well, like, what else are men good for? Isn't that kind of the thing? Like, we're not very useful, I think.
That's ask true. Me how my day is. That'll make me cum.
I mean, I guess, but apparently we're very bad at it, and that's why the revolution went.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know?
You guys you guys are bad at most things, but that would be, I think
I mean,
that
what
is
would,
every man's.
What would our function actually be? You know?
I would be like, hey, man, I need someone to hang some things up on the wall for me.
Okay.
I need someone to carry me down the stairs. Because sometimes, you know, you're tired. You don't want to do it yourself.
Okay.
Someone to mow the lawn.
Make me dinner.
So this is just standard slave stuff, really. Okay? Let's be real. This isn't dependent on men.
But it's more fun when it's the men doing it for the women.
Yeah.
We'll make
white men do it. We'll have the brown men like just be like
managing
higher up, yeah.
You guys can overlook the white slaves.
What
the
I
white
learned
male
is the
slaves.
Thing that women like most about men, like in relationships, is just watching them eat. Is that like a thing for you guys?
Wait, really?
No.
Yeah, I've heard from so many women, and I've been like dating with a woman or whatever. We've been together, and I'll just be like eating, and then she'll just be looking at me like. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" And she's just like I'm a dog, and she likes watching me chew stuff.
Wait,
like
that was
kind of the appeal.
I think eating is such a vulnerable thing, which I know sounds weird, but I used to get sad when I used to watch people eat because I was like, damn,
I was also
a little anorexic. But like, it's weird when I see a guy eat. If he's eating something that I made, I love watching that because I'm just like, is it good?
Okay, I can see that. Only if I'm, exactly, if I want to know if they like what I'm making. But now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if it's just like, women not eating, and then because I remember one of my friends when I was in LA, she was on like a detox and she wasn't eating anything, and she would take me to all the best places and just be like, get that, watch that. How does that taste?
And then she basically used how is you that? Like a.
And then I was like, I feel uncomfortable now. It feels. Yeah.
She's like, yeah. Why, like,
feels very voyeuristic.
Athira's like, why are your nipples all hard right now? What's right. going on?
Why are you naked?
Yeah, she's like, oh my god, yeah.
What's that buzzing sound?
But that's what I meant. Was it in like a, like, I want to eat this, but I'm watching you eat? Or like, oh, this is endearing.
It's like porn, I think. I think it's like porn.
Yeah. Well, there is a like a whole thing on YouTube of like people watching like women just eat or like tons and tons like of food. I'm like, that would be like the best job. And it's like some of them are like, there's like the just like regular thin women, like whereas there's like a whole nother like – appeal or like field out there, I guess.
Are you talking about like mukbang?
Overweight women who will like eat and then get on the scale afterwards, and then that's like a thing people are into. There's a whole world out there. Look it up.
Oh, okay,
that's I forget what the term is. This is making me mad. There's a term.
There's
for
the
it.
Eating videos, like which are just called mukbang videos, which is
mukbang,
like,
yeah,
they're like really popular in like East Asia. And it'll just be
and like
a
it
skinny
is kind
girl.
Of like almost ASMR-like.
Yeah,
it's
big on ASMR.
But there's also a sexual component to some of them. Some of it is just like, oh, there's something relaxing about watching people eat. But I don't think it's the opposite. This woman, the one video I saw, she was just eating so loudly and just like cracking crab and like shells.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is not, I don't know, to each their own. I guess people get turned on or are interested by different things. But I wouldn't want anyone watching me eat that closely.
I don't so want I anyone like, to watch what? Me eat ever, because the way I eat when I'm alone is animal. It's disgusting. Like the way I eat wings. It's gross.
Okay,
like I would
do a
never...
little act out of you eating wings, Amama. Let's see it.
No, I can't. I can't.
Like, is it gnarly?
There's just like wing sauce on my face.
Yeah. Okay. So there's like splatter from it.
Yeah. Like the walls. Yeah. It looks like someone died.
It looks like it looks like you just felled a deer and just ate it raw and just came up.
Wait, what do you like watch? Like, if you're really into someone, what do you usually do? You have like things that you're like, ooh, like I like watching her. Do this besides, like, I don't know, masturbate or
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm not very sentimental like that. Mm. But, you know, I don't know. I have to think about it. I can't think about the last time that I really, like, was super into somebody. You know, sometimes it's cute when, like, they're asleep and they're like, kind of that kind or whatever, like the like light snore, like a wheezy snore, right? That can be charming.
That can be cute. Pranav's like sometimes can be endearing it's... or turn off depending on
yeah,
who the person
exactly.
is.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Again, this is if I like someone. I'm just going to watch any random bitch and just be like, I like watching any random
on the subway, just like watching her sleep.
Like if you don't like her, you're like, thank God she's asleep. You like know. This is.
Yeah. Occasionally, like a fart can be sometimes kind of cute if you're with some. It has to be asleep, what? Asleep, oh. asleep.
A sleep fart.
And it can't be like, it can just be, it has to be like one pop. Like one pop.
You get one millisecond. God.
It's like one pop, no odor. And I'm like, oh.
No smell. Yeah.
Okay. Was, this
I'm
is like
I'm
going to
break up
lines
with
of-
her the next day, definitely, but. It was kind of cute. You
for
know?
The moment.
Yeah.
You're for the like, moment. Girls don't yeah. poop or fart. So, you know, it's just yeah. a mistake.
We don't have assholes. I don't know if you knew that.
Listen.
I don't have assholes.
I was recently hanging out with a gentleman, and I don't drink beer ever, and I was drinking a lot of beer. And then all of a sudden, my stomach, like the gas, like everything was like, oh no. And I made it till morning in so much pain. I was like going to my bathroom and like, farting, but it was loud. And
wow.
I just remember and I live alone now, so it wasn't like he wouldn't be able to hear. But after that, I was like, never again. Never will I drink while hanging out with a guy that I want to like sleep with.
So you didn't like turn on the faucet or something like that?
I did, but it was like kind of
you just
obvious.
Went into your studio apartment bathroom or whatever and like, burn, like nobody heard that.
Left the door open. Yeah. Forgot someone else was there. You're like, oh, this is what I normally do. Have explosive. Well, I'll say like I almost invited someone over or I did and didn't work out for some reason a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't make it work. And like, thank God, because that night I had like really bad diarrhea. This is not what I was planning to talk about.
Okay, but we're here, aren't we?
God saved me. I was like, thank
Okay, so you had really bad.
I mean, if I had an asshole, and I would get diarrhea. But wow, this is the first time I've talked about my bowels when we're talking about farting. Thank you so much for opening it up.
That's what I'm good. I'm going to open it up and stretching it out. So
yeah.
So, listen, you had diarrhea, right? First of all, how did you get the diarrhea?
I had really spicy Thai food, I think, is what happened. And then I ended up waking up at like 2 in the morning and didn't sleep till 6 a.m.
Okay.
And normally, like, I eat a lot of spicy food, yeah. But I don't know. This one was just not agreeing with me.
Okay. And then you were with the guy. You had diarrhea.
No, he didn't. He didn't. Thank God he couldn't make it that night. But I was just like.
That would have been a bonding moment, though. He would have been like, oh, that's so nice. And then never spoke to you again like Pranav. But yeah, in that moment, he would have learned how to.
I would have probably left my apartment and gone to the 7-Eleven and diarrhea'd there.
I mean, if I didn't know a girl well and she came over for like, you know, early stages of the relationship and I just started shitting my pants or whatever from diarrhea, I would break up with myself. I'd be like, listen, it's right? better for you.
You know what's so sad?
Yeah, you have enough
and
shame.
I'm setting you free. I am now setting you free.
Please, you know what's so sad?
You don't deserve this. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know, in my warped brain, I'm like, oh no, I could take care of him. I'll heal him back. And that's why I get into the shittiest relationships. Because Pranav, if that happened, I would have been like, it's okay, just I'll get you some Pepto. And I would have been like, wow, we're bonded for life.
Oh my
man,
God, Amama, get treatment, Amama. Seek fucking treatment. What is wrong with you? You are so damaged, Amama. I cannot believe I just heard that.
You know what? I just like to take care of people. And poop is part of taking care of people. So
it is. It is. But maybe after like we've been together for 4 years, I'm not going
to. Mama, what you need to learn first is self-love. Okay.
No, I love myself too
and
much.
That,
right
but that's
now.
Gonna start with you getting your own diarrhea, shitting your own pants, and then wiping yourself and taking care of yourself. I want you to do that and then come back and talk to me, okay?
Look, I almost
you can't
did that
take
today,
care of someone's so. Diarrhea if you don't take care of your own first.
That's so true. That's really thanks, guys. Wow.
You have to take care of the
so
diarrhea
beautiful.
Within. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna diarrhea myself first and then see what happens. This is really thoughtful poop analogies.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome, Pranav, bringing the toilet humor.
Okay, Athir, listen, I said one thing, and then you guys were like, I had diarrhea,
We went with it. Yeah, we couldn't wait till someone accepted the fact that women fart and poop.
Exactly. Listen, like, I used to have a bit, which I never did, where I'd be like, hey, guys, so my girlfriend and I just finally did butt stuff, and everyone's like, woo! I'm like, yep, she farted for the first time in front of me. Yeah, it was pretty romantic. You know, she farted and then I farted in solidarity. And we had a little ceremony. And yeah, pretty excited. She still hasn't shit in my apartment yet, but I think I'm going to save that for marriage. So that's basically a bit that I never really did outside of open mics because...
I like that.
I like that.
I think that's funny. I could relate to that because I used to have like... really bad, like IBS, where like if I started seeing someone or even going to anyone's house, like I could not, like even if I was there for a week, like I could not poop. But I'm cured, guys. Now I can't stop diarrhea.
Now Athir's just marking her territory all around town. You know?
All over your walls. No, I'm not even sticking just to the bathroom.
It's a very,
anymore.
You know, listen, we're just going to stay on the topic now, okay?
This, but like, this whole podcast, this
people
whole
talk about
be...
men being grosser and like, you know, pooping and farting and stuff. But women are the ones who are truly obsessed with poop. They
yeah,
really
no, I
are.
Agree.
My last girlfriend.
That's because it helps us lose weight.
My last girlfriend. That's disturbing. Okay, let's table that.
You never weighed yourself before and after a poop?
Listen,
yeah, have you never done that? It's so fun.
I have never weighed yourself out. I've been doing that
like
lately,
like a big
actually.
Ass poop, though. You gotta be like, hell yeah, I drooped. This is getting
that
grosser.
That one definitely moved
grosser.
The needle. But sorry, go ahead. Your girlfriend who pooped over you.
This is my ex-girlfriend, and she lived with me during pandemic. But for like the first few days of living here, she was like, I can't poop. And I was just like, oh my God, it became like this whole like melodrama of like, when's she gonna poop, you know? And then of course it happened. But before that, it was just like, dude, every girlfriend I've ever had, her and her friends, when they would get together, they would like have straight up poop talks.
Yeah.
You know? And they would, I'd walk in and they'd be like, oh, you know, I don't know. I just haven't gone for like 2 days. And then her friend will counsel her and be like, oh, well, I've got this tea. It's like nettle tea or something. And let me just give you this tea. And then she'd be like, no, it's not just that. But when I have been going, it's green. And I'm just like, you know, and then, go, and then her friend will just be like, oh my God, girl, like, you're still not over him, are you? And some weird cryptic, like shamanistic shit about the poop. So,
yeah, when you poop, like a message like appears in a bowl. If you're a woman, that's exactly what happens.
It's too much.
Wait, I'm curious, though, you lived with your ex. Was she your ex at the time during the pandemic, or were you guys dating?
No. We had like just started kind of dating, like seriously. Okay. Like we decided, okay, I was like, okay, you're going to be my girlfriend. This is like end of February.
Damn.
And then Corona hit. And we were like, okay, well, you know, I'd rather you be here than us taking the risk of shuttling back and forth or not seeing you for whatever 9 months or a year, as it turns out. So yeah, she lived with me for about 9-10 months. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. So then did the pandemic break you up?
No, pandemic was fine. It was post-pandemic really that set it off. I mean,
you're like, there's a vaccine. We can fuck other people now.
We're like, we're free. We're free. No, this was back. I think we broke up when end of September, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause that's like, so a lot of people I know got into relationships or moved in with someone, but September is in October were the times where like multiple people were like breaking up. Cause I think it was like the first
summer had like come, like summer was over and people were like, all right, like I had a little taste of things.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work. But I've been like really curious to see like how many people who like just like got together right before the pandemic are going to last through the next like year, especially as like people are like, oh, this is going to be a slutty, druggy summer.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a really good friend of mine, she met her boyfriend during the pandemic and they moved in together during the pandemic. So,
are they still together now?
They're still together now. They just got a dog.
Well, fuck them. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not bitter. What? No, I've heard so many people just like kind of getting together, moving in together because of the pandemic and then right after. And a lot of our guests that we talked to then just like broke up. But we've been talking a lot about this summer and like what we're anticipating. Like, are you still seeing this?
No.
Not this person, but the person you said you started seeing someone now? Or no, you're not seeing anyone.
No, I mean, not really, no. No, I'm not seeing anybody now. You know.
Are you excited
you're free for like, the summer? You're going to have your summer fuck fest.
I maybe, yeah. I just this week got back on the apps. I just got back on them.
Which I'm debating. I never use them, but now I'm like, maybe like this time I should.
I mean, yeah, things are really jumping off there, it seems. I just got on them. I'm on Tinder and Hinge. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Hinge and Bumble and Field, which I haven't even really been using.
Field, isn't that the one for like threesomes?
I mean, it's part of it.
Okay, what's the other
it's
part?
It's not all it is. BDSM? But yeah, it's like for all like sorts kinky, of unconventional dating. There's like couples on there. There's like, you know, it's just more, I don't know, people are like sexually fluid. It's just a little, there's just cooler people on there, I think, who are a little more open-minded and liberal.
Yeah, so when I did Field, it was like a few years ago when I think it first came out, and it was just a lot of weirdos, but I've heard that, like,
and there's still a lot of weirdos, let me tell you. There's a lot of weirdos, and I think that's why, like, you have to sift through a lot of people. And
there's a lot of weirdos on all of them, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And you guys have it way worse than straight dudes, you know?
Yeah.
You guys have it really rough. I've just, from friends, I've just seen what they go through, and I'm like, ooh. It's pretty gnarly, you know?
Yeah.
And then we have to risk, like, a guy retaliating if we reject them or going crazy on us. And I've had some, like, bad
It's kind of like real life dating for brown women, actually.
It is.
Of the retaliations.
It's so wild. I was on Hinge for, like, a hot second. I think I told Athir this. And it was, like, in January or February. And I met this, like, brown boy. And he was, like, I think he was Pakistani, and he was just like, yeah, like, if you want to, like, come to Bushwick. And I was like, sounds good. There was a fucking snowstorm that day, and I was like, hey, man, it's snowing pretty bad. He was like, it's really not that bad. Like, I'm still going to go to this bar. Meanwhile, like, every bar is shutting down. And then I was like, hey, like, I just don't feel comfortable risking my life or someone else's, like, to go to fucking Bushwick.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, thank you for wasting my time.
Oh, my
and
God.
Like, and I was like, whoa, sir, calm down. There's a fucking snowstorm.
It's like if he could have just been a little bit patient, he could have still probably fucked.
If that's why he, cool. he was like, well, no matter what, snowstorm, blizzard, tornado, hurricane, we're going to fuck tonight. Like, in his mind.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's...
Nothing will stop the horny too boy.
But that's so desperate that it's like, oh, man, like, go like, drink by yourself and watch a masturbate.
Just jerk off, do something. Dude. Just jerk off.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
I really believe that, like, if every suicide bomber before they went on a plane just rubbed one out... No, there would never be terrorism. If anybody,
I think if everyone just smoked weed, there would be no terrorism too. They'd be like, you know,
maybe
what?
A combination
I'm
just, of both.
I'm too hungry to do. Yeah, jerk off and smoke
and
weed.
Smoke some weed.
I don't know, but if '90s hip hop has told me anything, smoking weed is great for drive-by shootings. You know, yeah.
You'll be really chill when you shoot.
You know, if you listen to like Cypress Hill or whatever, I'm like, wow, all these guys do is smoke weed and shoot people. I'm like, I did not know that was the combo. Like, I was in like, you know, movies or Pink Floyd or something.
You might be on some other stuff too, though, maybe. Not just weed.
I do believe the jerking off thing. Like, if you, before you send a message, before you start a fight, find a bathroom. Just rub one out. And then come back and you're going to be like, wait, what was I mad about? And that's it.
I think before almost any important decision, actually, you should rub one out. Yeah. Then you uncover your true motivations. Because without that libidinal energy driving you, which is such a driving force behind most men and everything that we do, without that, like, your true intentions and your true desires are actually laid bare. Yeah. Like, I just got on the apps. I realized I just got on because there was a little bit of time where I was like, should I get on the apps? Should I get on the apps? And then I would just like... jerk off. And then I'm like, oh no, I don't want to be on the apps.
That's how I feel. Like, instead of texting a guy, ladies, if you're like, should I text this guy? I just like, just no, just use your vibrator and then you won't want to text him. You're like, oh,
no, you really won't. Yeah. Because there's no orgasm that he can give you that's better than the one that you're giving yourself.
Hey, okay.
So true.
Okay.
Except for two dudes in the last year. Congrats to both of them. I would like simp hard for like having sex with them. But even then I'm still like, nah, like if I really had to.
Wait,
I'll do
you
it
broke up with two dudes in the last year?
I did what?
Did you say you broke up with two guys in the last year?
No, I hooked up with two dudes in the last year that were phenomenal in bed. Shout out to both of them.
Okay.
But that was the first time that I was like, oh, good for them. You just do this.
Pranav is like, that's
Pranav.
It was Pranav. That's why we're here.
Yeah, I was like, what are their names?
Just here to thank you for all the... Okay, I will say, though, we had a... I was on your podcast recently. We had a short chat afterwards about how we approach love, sex, and things based on... We were talking about Osho. And I know I've been, like, filling a mama's head. And she's like, stop talking about Osho with me. Then I found Pranav and we started talking about it. And I was like, This is exactly, I wish more people like approached it, approached sex and stuff from more of like a spiritual place rather than here's our clunky bodies just like pushing together, because I think that would enhance the experience if anything. But I think it's hard getting some, like, it's even hard like explaining it to someone without seeming like a kind of like a
honestly
hokey kind of person.
Yeah, I like Osho, and I think what he says about sex, he has some really great things that really improve your sex life, too. Like, I remember after I finished reading From Sex to Superconsciousness, and I'd been – this is in the fall. I was with this other woman. I was dating her for a little while, and I was like, hey, let's, like, try some of this stuff, you know, of, like, really setting the stage for the fucking in the bedroom, you know, and, like – really taking the time and that kind of thing, really listening. And I mean, we went really slow and actually it was amazing. We actually came together. I remember it was like pretty awesome.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was like very intense. It took a lot of time, but it was really worth it. You know, he says you should have a designated room for sex. No.
Like in New York City, I think you just have
it's
one
hard.
Room. For
it's
sex.
Like the room you're in. Yeah, yeah. In New York City, you that's have it. One room. Yeah,
there's, I don't know what places he's living in, but there's just one room. It's the room.
It's
I
like
live
I have
in.
A designated towel for sex. If yeah. you know what I'm saying.
I have one pair of sheets.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yep.
They might get washed in between people.
Yeah.
But wait, so I haven't read Osho, but I have like read a lot about like orgasms and like people like manifesting through orgasms because it's like such a release of energy and like envisioning like what you want as you're coming. And I think this is like could be also attributed to like white girl hokey shit, which I always like thought, but I've just been meditating a lot and that's been helpful and just it being more in tune with your body. And there's specific meditations for like sex and intimacy, and it's pretty dope.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Where are you getting these like mantras and stuff?
I have this app called Breathe, and it's actually really helpful. It helps me like fall asleep.
Mama, like, you should just go to the source of where you're actually from. You don't need to rely on these white people and their apps. Okay.
Go to Pakistan and just stay there.
I mean, Pakistan, cross the border just over in the Himalayas and find like a yogi or something, you know?
One day, I'm in the market for a guru.
We can discuss my rates after the call, Athir.
So maybe I'll have like my eat, pray, love experience. And then I can go to India, get diarrhea also. And then just make
full circle of everything that's happening. It's about. Okay.
Pranav, we actually, speaking of sex and love, our first segment is called 50 Shades of Brown, where you answer a dating question from one of our listeners. So you get to be the guru.
Okay.
Love guru. All right. So this week, a woman wrote in and she said, I'm a woman and one of my really good guy friends is cheating on his girlfriend of 2 years. I'm friendly with her, but we're not that close, but I feel like she should know. I told my friend he needs to figure it out, but he has no interest in telling her. I feel bad as a woman keeping this from her. I don't know what the right thing to do is. Risk my friendship with the guy or risk keeping another woman in the dark?
Okay. That's her. The guy is her friend.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, why? She should just not be friends with the guy.
Well, we don't know how long like the friendship is. I've actually been in a similar situation, and I think I just tend to like pick a lot of shitty male friends. And
or tell him, give him an ultimatum. I don't know. I mean, if it's bothering her that much where she's like, I don't know what to do, because she's going to ruin the friendship anyway if she goes and tells her, right? So it's like either way, she should say, listen, it's hard for me to respect you when you're behaving like this in a way that's really disrespectful to women. And I wouldn't want to be treated this way. And I don't think you would want me to be treated this way as my friend. So I really think you should do this. And if he doesn't, then she'll know, okay, well, maybe this guy doesn't really give a fuck about how I feel about it. And he's amoral, and maybe she can come to whatever judgments or conclusions she needs to. And then she can just not be his friend anymore, would be my suggestion, rather than like really getting in someone's biz and starting some drama and like, you know, it's like, let them sort it out. How long has the guy and the girl been together?
Mm-hmm.
That's another question.
She was saying 2 years.
Oh, they've been together 2 years, girlfriend of 2 years, and he's cheating on her. It's like, yo, I honestly look, and this is, I'm a guy. If I had a guy friend who was cheating on his girlfriend of 2 years, I would be like, that's fucked up. And so she should be very forceful about that too. Otherwise, you can't respect people like that. How can you trust people like that? You know what I mean?
I agree. I also just feel like starting drama like that by like going behind someone's back and being like, by the way, like your boyfriend, like
she might not believe you. Unfortunately,
she might not believe you.
So far in,
Here's the third option. Third option is that now it's on her to seduce the girlfriend and fuck the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
that is the option, I think, the number one option. I've actually been in this position before, and I stopped being friends. I think it was like two guys. One of them, I found out he was cheating on his girlfriend because he hit on my friend who was married. He grabbed her ass and hit on her, and then she told me, and I was so mortified. I was like, oh my God. And so I finally got up the courage to talk to him. And then he completely denied it and acted like I was crazy. And I'm like, this is why my best friend, she's married. She didn't even want to say anything to me because she thought we were close. And he continued to cheat on his girlfriend. And I wasn't close with his girlfriend. Honestly, she was kind of annoying, but no one deserves getting cheated on. Then we stopped being friends. And then they ended up getting married. I was actually invited to their wedding, but by then I was like, I can't be friends with this guy. Didn't go to the wedding. And then found out a year later they got divorced.
I was going to say,
I still wonder, should I have told her? Would I have saved her like a wedding?
You might
like
have saved her some money is the thing. I mean, you guys have, I don't know what the girl code is. Do you guys have solidarity with each other like that? Of like, no girl, I'm going to stand in for you.
I someone's been cheated on, and I would now welcome anyone telling me like, I don't care. I'll just send me a Facebook message, anonymous, send me a letter, a pigeon. I don't care. I will take it seriously. So
honestly though, like yeah, like I would welcome someone telling me, obviously. But I think that like with me, it's like, if I'm really good friends with someone, I have to be like, yo, dude, like you really can't fucking do this. Like that's fucked up. And I just won't talk to you, because I think also getting in your business is just not my business. And I'm like too old to deal with the drama that comes with it. So it's like, all right, like you tell your girlfriend, or if you're really good friends with someone, that person's girlfriend will be like, hey, why isn't a mama like hanging out with you anymore? And it's like, well, maybe it's because, and like sometimes that's happened where someone's like, oh, what happened? It's like, oh, well, he was a bad person. So you can evaluate however you want to. And I've had this happen with a girlfriend of mine that we're not friends anymore. She's married now, but she used to cheat on everyone. And then she found this really nice dude. And she was like, yeah, I was at a party. I made out with some guy, which is like fine, like making out. Like some people don't count that. But I was like, he does count that. And he's a really, interesting I do too. Code. I do too. But like,
I've heard weird. That too before, but I think that's nuts of people. But yeah.
But she was like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like I would never tell him, it would ruin our relationship. And it's like, yes, I feel like you're going to do this again and again. And I've always I wasn't close to him. I wouldn't have ever like told him. I just kind of stopped hanging out with her. So that was like, and she really doesn't have a lot of friends. And ooh, I think that's like her.
That's why though. She sounds grimy. That's why. Yeah. She doesn't have friends. She doesn't need friends either. She doesn't even believe in friends.
No, she's just like, oh, I have my person. That's all I really need. And I think he's really insecure. So he was like, great, this person. So good luck to both of them.
It's fucking terrifying. These people exist out there. Holy shit. Yeah. Both of them.
And
actually,
like people make mistakes with like cheating once or whatever. But and I wouldn't want to get into people's like relationship drama. But if it's happening in front of you and that person is so shameless that they just keep openly cheating on their girlfriend, and it's really hard to watch. And if I had to, you know, I was in my early 20s when this happened. And I think if this happened today, it would take a much more like a firmer stance on things and wouldn't just kind of be like afraid or coy about it. I'd just be like, you either need to tell her, especially now, like being hurt in the same way, I wouldn't want another woman to go through that at all. Now I know yeah. that what that feels like. I would want them to know in any way possible, even if it meant risking my friendship, because what kind of friendship is it with that guy if he's that type of person, just like cheating on someone that he's committed with and meanwhile trying to be friends with you? And that's the thing, like you said, if he doesn't respect his girlfriend, he's not going to respect other women and their relationship.
Hell yeah. I was going to also recently, this girl that I hooked up with, her ex-boyfriend, but at the time I didn't know that they were like dating, and we slowly just became friends. And recently we were out and about and she was like, who here has slept with, and she said the guy's name, and I like raised my hand and I was like, I thought you knew. And she was like, no, like I heard he cheated on me a lot, so like what were the dates? And I told her and she was like, yeah, we were dating. And I was like, I'm really sorry, I didn't know. I was like, he told me he was single, and I was like, also he was a piece of shit, and like he seems like really awful. And she was like, no, he absolutely is. But now we hang out all the time.
Is he comic? Is this a comic?
No, it's not a comic. It's someone at the place that I like, at the bar that I hang out all the time. But I know one of them listens to the podcast. So, amazing. Which is fine. She's cool. I really like her. But he's a piece of shit. And he had like, he was like scamming and like with like so many different girls. And finally, like a bunch of us like took her out and we were like, dude, like we really like you now. He sucks. You're going to get like a horrible STD. Like just.
They're not still together, are they?
They're not. I hope not. He did recently.
It sounds like they are.
I don't know. I really hope. Cause I talked to her and I was like, look, like he seems awful. Like he seems really abusive based on like some of the messages that she also showed me, but she's really young. I hope that she stops seeing him if she is. Ugh. Men and women, guys, don't cheat.
Don't you? Don't even, and stay away from each other, actually.
Yeah. Don't even date. Just be in separate. We should have separate countries, I think, men and women.
I agree.
Who ran it best?
The most Islamic view.
Yeah. Split it down. We'll call it Saudi Arabia. We'll keep each other totally segregated. It'll work out great.
Speaking of halal, do people think that you're Muslim? How often do you get that? Like,
yeah, like all the time. Yeah. Like, especially
they don't understand, like, you can be brown and not Muslim, or Indian and not Muslim, or you can be Arab, guys, and not Muslim.
No, I mean, I have a like a 3 minute long bit about that of people. This is really bad. And like, you know, before the mantle got passed over to Asians in terms of who to hate on, like, it was really like public transportation. I remember like living in New York in like 2005 and stuff like that. And I was like, oh man. People are not, you know. Yeah. And then the
you
beer.
You look more brown, stereotypically Muslim than probably we do. You'd probably get more shit about it being a guy.
Yeah.
Having facial hair, being brown.
Yeah, it was like, the beard thing. I used to also wear like a red, like Palestine keffiyeh as well. And like stuff like that.
Back when you were dating your Arab girlfriend, you just really helped.
It was after, but I used to like be like really active and like pro-Palestine stuff for a long time. And so I'd be at like a lot of protests and shit like that. And like, I was like really, so I wasn't really doing myself.
You really weren't helping your cause, but.
No, absolutely not. The FBI was like, he's something. We don't know yet.
I'm 100% was on some like FBI lists for like a while. There's like zero doubt about it.
Oh, everyone in New York who like did Occupy Wall Street, who like protested the Iraq War, they're all on lists.
Yeah, that was definitely my bag for a while. So it was definitely on those lists for sure. But yeah, I was 100% always getting, even in like India, just based on my beard, you know, they'd be like, hey, they would randomly pull me out of airport lines. I'm like, fuck.
Wait, when's the last time you were in India?
2017.
Oh, okay. Do you go often?
I mean, when I was a kid, I would go almost every year. Yeah. For like 3 months, you know? Yeah. Like 3 or 4 months. But
same here with Palestine, like when we weren't living there. Parents. So, yeah. What languages do you speak?
Just Hindi.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Pretty badly at this point, but I used to be pretty slick and pretty fluent.
We can speak to each other. I'm pretty bad now too, but I've been like slowly like starting to relearn.
You're Urdu?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I've been like trying to date more like brown women just so I can like get the, I just want to get
so
my-
So you can practice your language skills, do a language exchange.
Yeah. Well, I've had a bunch of near misses with this really hot like Indian woman. And I've just been like, fuck. But the big thing is like, God, no, I just want to hear her speak in Hindi and like feel that- You know what I mean? And like, and feel
Punjabi,
the connection.
Punjabi is the one that, like, I wish I could speak Punjabi better because that's always been like, oh, like dudes who can speak Punjabi, hell yeah. But I've been trying my best right now. And it
You're
is
just
not
simping
going
for
well.
The dudes, Amama.
What?
You're just doing it because you want to, like, simp for Punjabi dudes? Is that basically what you're telling
well,
me?
Well, no, my mom's Punjabi.
Punjabi guys, write into the podcast, please.
I'm Punjabi.
Okay, got you.
Sardar.
Oh, you are? Oh, yeah, okay. True.
Well, I'm Muslim, but we, like, during the partition, we were from Jalandhar, and then we came to Faisalabad, which is, like, mostly where all the Punjabi people live. So my mom grew up speaking Punjabi. My dad only speaks Urdu. So my mom yelled at us in Punjabi a lot. So I know some stuff.
Dude, there's so many languages in the region. Like, I'm lucky that I just had to learn Arabic, and that's all people really speak. I mean, I wish I learned a little bit of Hebrew, you know. Keep your enemies closer. No. But, like, no, in Palestine, it would have been useful, like, you know what people are saying at the checkpoints when they're yelling at you.
That's for sure.
But it's actually very similar to Arabic. And I remember, like, teaching myself once, like, the alphabet and how to read it, but I had no idea what I was saying or reading. But, there's so many languages in your region.
You learned the alphabet. You learned fuck you, pig. You learned get off my land. And then you yelled, help, no, please, no, stop, no. Don't bulldoze me.
Don't hurt me. I am an American citizen.
Yeah.
The basics.
Just gonna jump into our last segment. If you're ready, Pranav. This is called Keeping Up with the Caucasians.
Oh shit. Okay. I'm gonna fail.
So yeah, this segment where we talk about things that white people do and whether we as people of color also do these things. So let's test out how badly you've been colonized. So we got different categories of things to choose from. So you get to choose, and I'll give you one of the things. So we've got food or beverage, pop culture / TV, activities, style, phrases or sayings, and miscellaneous.
Okay, let's say activities.
Activities. Okay, let's find some white activities. Okay, have you ever gone apple picking?
Fuck! Fuck! I never wanted to go apple picking. My ex-girlfriend, that was like, well, let's go apple picking and try and fix the relationship. Fuck!
It was your idea?
No, oh, it was not my idea.
Wait, apple picking is what people do to try to fix a relationship, yeah. Or if it's early on in a relationship. That's the only time I've gone.
Yeah, it was like...
You've gone too? I've never gone. No one's ever wanted to fix my relationship.
Okay, good. My mama's been indicted herself, thank God.
Yeah, well, no, because I lived in Providence, Rhode Island. Do you know what there's to do in Providence? Nothing. You go apple picking.
So this was mostly about just going upstate and staying in like a cute little place and having sex or whatever.
Oh, you made a whole thing of it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't just go up for it. I was like, what the fuck am I going to? No, I'm not apple picking. Like, you know, we'd stayed there for a little bit and it was fine, you know?
Apple picking is weird. It's like just labor.
Like you gotta pay.
Exactly. It's like what a way for white people to experience what it means to do actual labor. You know?
Yeah. They're like, this is fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they've never had to do it. That's so funny. So, and did you enjoy it?
No. No.
Be honest. It's okay if you did. I won't judge you.
I liked being there with my girlfriend. You know, it was just kind of fine. That was cute. But like, no, I didn't like apple picking. Yeah,
did you get the apple cider and the apple cider donuts and all that?
Nothing like that. We didn't go that far.
That's okay. I would highly recommend getting donuts wherever you go.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've had the apple cider donuts. I just didn't go upstate and pick apples. That's where donuts come from. Trees, right, guys?
That would be such a fun activity.
I would pick donuts for sure. Yeah.
Pick donuts? Donut picking?
That'd be so fun. Just be like, oh, glazed.
Just smoke and go get some donuts. Just pick some donuts. That would be heaven.
It is. Just go to Dunkin' Donuts and be like, ooh, I want that one and that one.
They're like, ma'am, you're going to have to pay for these.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, you don't pass.
I can't believe I've done that. It's not something I ever plan on doing again. Okay?
Don't never say never. You never know. You might
be with another white woman.
Unless I'm doing it as like a manual laborer. She was not a white woman, no. So that was the other thing.
Oh.
That's why I feel like
she's guilty
get a pass.
Too.
Yeah, she's guilty too.
Yeah, she's guilty too. That's a brown people, we shouldn't have to pick fruit.
Yeah.
We aren't getting like paid for it.
That's what I said. The next time I do it, I'm definitely getting paid. That's the only condition.
Also, like a thing my parents do a lot is like they'll go behind last time I was in Alabama, my dad was like, hey, I got these figs that I found at the back of a Piggly Wiggly, which is our grocery store there. And he just found a fig tree, quote unquote. And I was like, dad, I think that belongs to someone. He's like, I found this fruit. And I'm like, it doesn't count.
I also found this tin of caviar. It's so crazy.
I was going to say, my parents have a fig tree. That's definitely someone's tree. That is.
Fig trees ain't just growing.
It doesn't just randomly grow in the back of a Piggly Wiggly in Alabama. Like somebody put it there for sure. And someone's missing their figs right now.
Just like Arab people and brown people. They're like, go get your fruit off that tree.
My mom does this thing too. Well, she'll find, like, she would stop us at the side of the road and pick. She's like, oh, like anything green. She's like, oh, I can totally like stuff this like grape leaves. And I'm like, this is poison ivy, but it doesn't matter. She'll just stop and like pick stuff. And she's, and that we do. We'll steal off the side of the road or wherever. But I mean,
your dad doing in the back of a Piggly Wiggly though? What was he doing in the back of the Piggly Wiggly to begin with? You know, he was like, hey, I was smoking some meth and I found a fig tree. Like you just smoke meth behind those places.
He brought the figs hoping we wouldn't know what he was doing or notice that he was high
alibi.
Off meth. So never do it again. Okay, that's good to know. I think I've been invited to do it, but I was like, no, not I fun. Know better. No.
There's nothing good about it. It's not it had zero appeal to me.
Well, I guess like you know what, we'll say that because you were trying to save a relationship, you're still not white, so congratulations.
And it didn't even work, though. So might as well have not. Yeah. But clearly, you're not together.
I mean, it's true. Be staying together would be the brownest thing. You know what I mean?
Yes. And
yeah, despite how much you hate each other.
Yeah, that and been. This would have been.
I love how people always talk about, like, arranged marriage or these traditional, like, brown marriages as, like, the example of how, oh, people stay together longer. Like, that's the definition of a successful relationship. I'm like, yeah, because they can't leave. If it's an arranged marriage, it's not really easy to get a divorce.
I think it's. I do believe in arranged marriage. Mama, were your parents arranged by any chance?
Mine were arranged too.
But
okay, yes.
Everyone was. Everyone in my family was arranged, and then my parents. So my aunt and my uncle brought. My uncle brought my mom over, and then my aunt was like, "Oh, my brother like wants to come to America too," and they were both just supposed to be there for a few months, but then they ended up like falling in love and shit. So theirs was like the least arranged, and they're still very much in love. And then the other two marriages were like very like super arranged, like they didn't see each other until the day of the wedding. But my mom, my dad were like living in the same house and like fighting and like. They were friends, kind of, so.
That's cool. That's very unique. Because, I mean, dude, in our part of the world, it's marriage isn't about love. That's not the point of it.
No.
In fact, if you get married for love, they have a special term for it. It's called a love marriage. They actually have to identify that there's love actually there. So.
Well, I also identify so they can, like,
when it goes into a divorce, they can be like, see,
love marriages don't work.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, and the two people are like, no, we love each other enough to end this shit.
Yeah, I guess if you don't love them in the first place, then it's easier to stay together because there's no falling out of love that's going to lead you to not be with them. So the expectations are different from the beginning. It's like we're in this for, you know, the same reasons. We understand what this is as far as like an arranged marriage goes. Yeah, my parents like knew, like met like a few days before. I mean, I don't know. My mom was like, whenever I do my arranged marriage joke of they met on their wedding day, she was like, Athir, I knew your dad like 3 days. Okay. I'm not a crazy.
Yeah. My parents met once, you know, when they used to tell me, like, how'd you and dad meet? And she'd be like, oh, we met at Heathrow Airport. And I was thinking like, wow, that must've been fucking romantic. They met at an airport and just,
just star-crossed. Without a representative lovers. And a chaperone there?
And then it was like, what? No, it was just the most convenient place for them to meet when both of their families were, like, going in different transits. And they were just like, hey, let's quickly do this, you know? It's like it might as well have been in a Greyhound bus station.
Wait, your parents really met? Like, so they were arranged and then they tried to just meet up once just to get a glimpse at.
Yeah, they're like, hey, how she looks okay, right? Yeah, she's got all 10 toes and fingers. And they're like, hey, this guy's okay. And they're like, okay, good, done. We'll see you in, like, a month or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That is wild.
Yeah, but still together. And they love the shit out of each other, too.
Oh, that's really sweet. I like
that. That's so nice.
So it's like, I do believe in arranged marriages.
So then why not go back to the old country and get yourself a nice, you know, Indian woman?
Too late. I'm too addicted to strange pussy. That's basically the problem. There's no going
once
back.
Once you've been in the
like,
U.S.,
well, now I'm
New York.
Be a good boy. Like... No, it's you know, it is what it is.
But now you're trying to marry, or not marry a brown woman, but seeing, you said date brown women more, so.
No, it's not even more. It's just, I've dated plenty of brown women. I'm just like, want to get the language skills going, so.
Yeah, so ladies, follow Pranav if you want to do a language and love exchange with him.
Yeah, I want to brush up on my Hindi. But hey, I'm also looking to learn Spanish if you get my drift. Wouldn't mind picking up a little Japanese. And wouldn't mind picking up a little Persian too, if you guys get my
drift.
You
just want a harem of the United Nations of women.
This is about languages, okay? This is about languages.
It's not about the pussy, it's about the language, ladies. I just want to be well versed in all languages.
Exactly.
Well, where can the ladies find you?
At Pranahaha on Instagram. They should check out my podcast with my hilarious co-host who has also been a guest on this, Usama Siddiqui, at Your Mango Bay, BAE. Athir was just a guest. Amama will definitely be a guest soon as well. Come fuck with us. Come fuck with me. I try to post new shit every day up until actually the past week or two. But I'm going to be back in the saddle soon. And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having
me. Yeah, and we'll have you on our live show soon. Yeah. It's coming back. So we would love,
it'll be so
love
fun.
To have you.
Can't wait.
And you guys can, check out. We have tickets up on Eventbrite now for our show May 7th. You can follow us at No Fly List Pod. Follow me at Athir Yacoub.
You can follow me at Amama Sardar.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Pranav.
Thanks, guys.